Begin the Karan Dab and set the Sukkah Dab Mem Gimel, begin the Mabez, begin the Tayshin Masatez, begin with the words of the Gemara, Tesh, but Tesh will Xer Shava. We ultimately know it from Xer Shava as from the Milum. The Shtesh says, Loyla Gamri Yod Milum. It's not really totally from Milum that you learn out this halacha of that then it's the Mitzvah Sukkah plays by nighttime too, because it can't be a full fledged Xer Shava. You can't sleep in the courtyard like in the Azara, Shayyim B'Mokam Azara, which it took the place of the Azara. The Gemara where the halacha is when sit up in Malchim Beis in Yishuv Azor El Malchim Beis the Bolbat. You can't sit even in the Azor only if you're from the Davidic dynasty. Bilkan, and here it's actually the exact opposite. The Atzlishin Chutz the Sukkah, you're actually not asleep out of the Sukkah. It has to be specific in the Sukkah, so it's not a total Gzeir Shava. Continuing with the next Tzitz Masla, begins with the words of the Gemara Shluchim Bezdin Maisila, that the agents of the court, they're the ones who bring it. And that is, as Tosfos says, Me'er Shabbos from Erev Shabbos. And moreover, Lamachos, the next day, in the midst of Lachalot, it's not a mitzvah every single person through that rabbi. Like, how am I keeping my mezbech? They come, they go around the mezbech, keep it for Kurdus. And therefore, it's different. It's not Masul HaKol, and therefore, not as Chayshish as it is by the Lulav. Which, as Tosfos explains, Yisrael in the Chayin Lahakim, because a non-Kohen cannot do that Kofas around the mezbech. He's not in Perkim and the Kalim, as we learned in the first Perkim and Kalim. The Ein Yisrael Nichnas Bein Olam Mezbech. Yisrael cannot go in the area between the end of Chayim and the mezbech. The Rashi needed this reasoning. Shakan Makifin, the in Yisrael, that they can't do that kavas, not the Yisrael. Because it's obvious from the words, when you say that a lulav was given to everybody, it's obvious that's the chiluk between lulav, where we are concerned, and the rabbi that we're not concerned, because again, a kavas is not for everyone, it's only for kavas. But moreover, is haba shluchei bezin mayish lahayo. It has to be the word about that kavas, because the fact that the agents of the court that they bring it, why would that be effective? That because of that we shouldn't be concerned with the kala. That the kala is not when you bring it; it's when you do the actual natila. But moreover, that if the bringing the agents to the court is what causes that we shouldn't be concerned with the kala, then that's the case. Let's talk about belulubs, and then why couldn't they just institute by lulub also? Let the court, let the agent of the court bring it, and that way be doicha shabbos. Rather, obviously, since it's dependent on this idea, Shakan is reason hey, Shakan they're very diligent. But also, the Chil Shabbos is not going to come to desecrate the Shabbos. But Lulav, the Chol Masav, Lulav is given over to everybody. Kibin Lodachi be Yisrael, since it's not going to override Shabbos by a non-Kohen because they're concerned about Takala. So, but Kibin Lodachi, so Kibin also is not going to be Dachi, even though generally the odds are here. Now, Miu Kashi Batei says what is difficult is because the Parach, the Gemara Asa Yidna, Namal Yitchi, that also in today's times, we should be Dachi Shabbos for the Arava. What was the Gemara's question? But now, the Arava is done by everybody. So it's not the Kohen doing it. Well, Bekuncha Dachlefarash Rashi pushes to explain that Litchi, that the reason why it should be Deicha, La Rava, and Shabbos is meaning V'yitlua, V'yichabtu, Shluchei Bezdin. And that meaning, today's times, we should do it with the Shluchei Bezdin, and therefore we're not going to have that concern of that Kala. Continuing with the next phase of the Masal, it begins with the words of the Gemara, Lo Yikla. It doesn't fall out to be on Shabbos. The reason for that is, Shoyim Abrin El, because they would actually make El into a full month, or one of the other months, could show you right when they saw in their calculations that Hashanah Rabbah is going to fall on Shabbos. They made sure that it wouldn't fall out. This is what he says in Yerushalmi. He commanded for those who made the calculations that Havun Daitchun, put your thoughts the Laosa Dekata B'Shabbata, that the Tekiyah Shevah should not come out on Shabbos, or the Laosa Arafta B'Shabbata, that the Hashanah Rabbah should not come out on Shabbos. And the idchi kisin, and if you're in a tight spot, then after tekata, then make that the tekisha come on Shabbos. But loy tavna rabta, make sure that the Hashanah Rabbah does not come on Shabbos. As Tzitz says, mashma, it sounds like the chayish tvei yimarabim, the tekisha shev lulub. It sounds like they're more concerned about the Rabbis and the Hashanah Rabbah than the tekisha shev and the lulub to make sure that it's not going to be on Shabbos and that you're not going to have to do the Rabbis. And since it's become Akshman Mechashim, also today that we make in the calculation, that the day of Hashanah Rabbah does not come on Shabbos, with Rashef Alulav Lechashin, actually regarding the Shem Alulav, but not concerned. Abishim Mishim Dairaisa, although that the first day of Lulav is Dairaisa. And still, since it's a attainment, it's a wonder. Because the Ayyim Adavish was Zechel Mekdash Val Mechashin, what do you mean? For the Hashanah Rabbah, which is just a recollection for the Beis Mekdash. We're concerned that it shouldn't fall on Shabbos, that we should miss this opportunity. For Hani and these Dairaisa, which are biblical Lechashin, we're not concerned that it shouldn't fall out on Shabbos and nullify the mitzvah. So, the thing you can say is the Inachaname. Yeah. because these that are explicitly written in the Torah, we're not going to come to pick on them in the other years and say as if, oh, there's something wrong with these mitzvahs. Which only the rabbinic, and therefore we make sure that we want to do it every year, and therefore we want to make sure it's not going to fall on Shabbos. But the misafik of din and cheyemi, that by Rosh Hashanah, because it's Sveik of the Yom, we do 2 days. And the difference between Mikli and Mishnah Shabbos, if let's say the first day Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, in Shabbat Bottle Gamay, not going to totally be nullifying Shabbos because the Tech Mashiach, you can blow it the second day. Avagab the Chibo, Eidim Kin Mincha, you know that if the witness is coming for Mincha, Loy Abdi Bet Sol Chadiyam, and it's only did 1 day. Come on, it's still the Chutzlots of the Intrayim, and the Chutzlots do it 2 days. So it's not totally bottle to keep Shabbos from the Eidim. But regarding the 7th day of Sukkot of the Hashanah Abba of the Arava, the less El Chagim is only 1 day. You can't make Shemini Atzeres out of doubt. The Pishu Yomtiv, because that's actually it's own Yomtiv. So therefore, if we would fall on Shabbos and you totally wouldn't do it, Mishtakech Teres Rabbi, we'd forget the Halacha of the Aravas of Hashanah Abba, and therefore they made sure specifically with this should not fall on Shabbos. Same with the next Tais Masal, because it begins with the word Gemara, and bring the branches of the Arabas from before Shabbos. Now, since there's a Kan Lohoyim Asin here, we didn't say, as we did in the Mishnah, whoever would end up taking the Arabas from his friend, that it would make sure there would be a gift, kidnapping by Lulav, but we said by Lulav, Laman Dama, according to the opinion that says in the Laman Dama Rab, that Arabah Lachem Mish Mesinai. Yeah, the reason why is because Likami Mishalachem. Where do you know Rabbis from the Alach Mishmasinai? It's not learned from the Pasuk of Arve. So therefore it doesn't have the qualification of Shalachem, and therefore it doesn't have to be yours. Now Abishal Nami, but even according to Abishal the Dorish Mitzakhsib Arve, which acts Lulbach Mikdash, Sami Boy Mishalachem, Kabi Mikdash Kamai Lulav, could they both learn from the same Arve Nach, which it says Wakakim Lachem, and Lachem therefore could be going on also the Arava of that's used in the Hakafas, Kamakam still gonna be lulav, but still by lulav shkolech, maybe lulav el harabais. When everyone brings their own lulav to the temple, and the attendants they receive from them, they had to make the stipulation. But by the rabba shluchi bezin maislu, the agents of court they bring it. They nechad mem zeichaba lemarchad b'shabbos, and no one merits it until the next day on Shabbos. So they bring them to make the stipulation. But moreover, the kahanim are keeping this. Who does that kapas with these rabbis? It's the kahanim. There weren't so many of them to be concerned that people are not going to recognize which are the Arabas. But moreover, they're very diligent. We're not to be concerned that anyone's going to take the other ones. But they didn't make this, that you have to make the stipulation in case you get the wrong Araba, that it will not qualify as Lachem.